Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with us, as she is each and every Monday, is our friend Laura Kennard. Laura has networking tips for you in the business community here in the greater Des Moines metro, as well as a social media tip or two. Welcome back, Laura. Good to have you here.
Hey, it's good to be here. Good. Oh, goodness, scratchy.
Happy Valentine. Or what is the day?
It's not Valentine's Day. It's the pumpkin.
Yeah. It's been a rough afternoon already. Yeah.
So it is Halloween.
It is Halloween.
As opposed to Beggar's Night.
And some communities have Beggar's Night tonight. Or Halloween tonight.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, like, Ames and Grimes and a couple
and,
of places.
I'm
kind of tired still.
I got to be honest.
So.
What do we got for networking? What's going on?
Okay. So, we have on Tuesday, November 1st, that's the first thing.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning. Just a regular thing. Every Tuesday morning, 8 to 9 at Smoky Row. So, that's just a networking thing. And then when we get into Wednesday, we have a Lunch and Learn coming up. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. I write it on the top so I don't forget it. I lied because in addition to our normal thing tomorrow, we also have Chuck Mefford and his book, Brand Formation.
Brand Formations, right. It's the Des Moines Radio Group has invited Chuck Mefford to come back. And this will be at the
Botanical Center.
Yep. And this is
Botanical
all about,
Garden.
Yeah, Botanical Garden. This is all about advertising. And so if you're in business and you've got questions about advertising and marketing, how to do a better job, how to see results, how to better brand your business, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Chuck Mefford will be here in town. And it's about a 3-hour seminar in advertising. And nobody from the Des Moines Radio Group, I talk with Dell and the rest of the group here, nobody tries to sell anybody any advertising. They just want you to take a listen to this. He is an international speaker. He's written several books. His book that he'll be talking about tomorrow is called Brands Formation. I have been to two of his lectures. It is astounding. And so if you're listening, you've got a business or you're any bit concerned with marketing your business and you haven't gotten results off of things, urge you to attend that tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
And you can call still to register, 515-280-1350.
That's right.
Kind of goes with the call.
With the call letters.
Anyway, 280-1350, and you can still register to attend that event.
Or go online to DesMoinesRadioGroup.com, DSMRadioGroup.com, and you'll find out more there.
Very good.
All right.
So we also then, now moving on to Wednesday, my apology, we have a monthly Lunch and Learn that AMA Iowa puts on. This one in particular is the recipe for building an iconic brand. So a little similar. How Ad Agency Saturday Manufacturing and Thelma's Treats delivered a storybook cookie experience. So the two work together to make that Thelma's icon and brand. And so that's going to be at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club. There's networking at 11:30 and then the program starts at 11:45 and there's lunch. So if you're a member or a student, it's $20. If you're not a member, you can still come for $30, but you would want to register right away. Although I do think they'll be doing some at the door on this one.
There you go.
So that's good. That's always good. And then on Thursday, we have some education that'll be out at DMAC West Campus. This one will be on Facebook Marketing Essentials. There's been a lot of changes with Facebook and the realm of marketing. There's been a lot of changes with advertising options as well. Just since last year when I was teaching the advertising portion, they've added video ads and all sorts of stuff. But this one will focus less on the paid portion and more on just
organic stuff
and marketing. And so, but we'll talk about Facebook for Work. We'll talk about some of the different things that they have added to their sort of suite of what a business can do, including we talked a little bit about those local, the local businesses and how those recommendations work. And it's a little confusing. And so,
With so many changes and so many changes to their algorithms and all this other kind of stuff, people have, I think, more questions than they do answers about Facebook. Right.
So there's lots of great opportunities, but it's just a little overwhelming. Yeah. So we'll be covering just some basics and then also looking at what's new. So what's new on there? So, yeah. And so then, of course, we are already into the first Friday. It's already the first Friday. So CIB.
Central Iowa Bloggers.
That will be at Panera Bread at 6740 University, West Des Moines. 9:30, but it's more like 9-ish. Yeah. I don't think people... 7 to 9. So you can just kind of come in between those hours, get some coffee, chat with everyone. We always have a different kind of mix every time, so invite people to add to the group.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, Gravitate has free co-working on the first Friday, so that's all day. And they also have a happy hour, 4:30 to 6:30. And if you're not familiar with Gravitate, they are a co-working community that you could potentially join or be a drop-in person in case you just needed somewhere to meet a client or just get something done and you wanted to not be in a coffee shop necessarily. They've got a lot of opportunities for co-working.
Our good friend Jeff Wood runs that, and I've got to get Jeff down here to talk about that. We haven't made the connection. We've got to do that this month.
And he's got a great newsletter he puts out every week, and so it recaps everything that's going on in the startup community. It's really interesting. He works really hard at it. And that's at 206 6th Avenue downtown. And we do then also have a couple little look-aheads, which is Square One. We'll have November Startup Stories. That is going to be November 16th, a Wednesday, free, unless you want to order lunch for $15. That is at the Des Moines Partnership, 700 Locust Street. It's in the conference center, so that's the lower level, Suite 100. And this will be serial entrepreneur Gabriel Glynn, and he will be talking about his 6 startups, sharing insights on 6 startups that he did. And then we also have November 17th, that new AMA social media discussion group.
It's that's at Smoky Row,
7 a.m. Michael, I thought you were a morning person.
I am a morning person. But, you know, to actually leave the office and go someplace, that's tough. So
last time it was social media management, which was interesting because I was actually in the middle of teaching a social media management class. And the one November 17th is sharing ideas for gaining and engaging with your followers.
There you go. Be real.
Be real. Don't be fake.
And don't try to sell something all the time.
Just
be a regular person. That is your social media tip of the day, for crying out loud. Be real.
Think like a publisher, and just as you're going through normal work day, there's all sorts of things that you can share with people if you know what your audience might be interested in. So
that's the key.
All right.
Knowing what the audience is going to be interested in. Thank you, Laura.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, did you see that Facebook has those virtual reality app? So if you go to post a message live, if you go into Facebook Live, it gives you the opportunity to, it has it embedded right in there where you can pick a mask and it will actually put it on your face, embed it like as virtual reality, not even fake looking. If you look at it, I've seen a few, I would think that they actually had makeup on.
Really?
It's very realistic.
That's what we need, kids.
Still Halloween, so check it out.
That's what we need, virtual reality on Facebook Live. It's like we said, there's something new all the time.
Every day.
Wow. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, networking opportunities and a social media tip or two for your business. When we come back, we'll take a look and see what happened today on Wall Street. And then, coming up, Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association. We're going to be talking about that news story we had just a little bit ago about restaurants being in trouble because of low food prices. That story, minimum wage, and a whole bunch more. Coming up with Jessica here on the Business News Hour.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up.